Welcome back to another episode of The Potty Report. I have something fun that I wanted to share with you today because we are talking about wins. And whenever I work with my coaching clients, this is one of the first things that I like to do because typically what will happen is we will have our content audit where I go through all of their content. I listen to their podcast, I go to their website, I get on their email list. If they do, you know, Facebook Lives or YouTube Lives, like if they do any kind of engagement with their audience, I like to get a front row seat and see what does that look like and how can I, you know, give them advice or let them know, hey, this may be a blind spot you haven't thought of before, or let's tweak this to increase engagement. But I love digging in the details. And then after an audit, we'll usually have our first coaching session where we'll go over all the things that were uncovered in the audit, whether it's SEO optimization, things that they could do to make their website better, or things that they could do to their audio to improve their podcast, or how the customer journey that whenever someone goes to their website, it, you know, maybe there's like a clunky feeling for someone that's brand new, or they need to optimize it to have higher conversions. So that's kind of the first two pieces of how I work with clients. And then the last piece is really that last coaching call where I love to start with wins. So that's where we started this conversation today. And I recently closed out two clients that I was working with. This was our, you know, second session, and we were digging into the details, and I was like, hang on, before we get started, because I know they were so excited to talk about all the upcoming things and the next steps and the strategies and monetization and all these other things. And I was like, what have you done since the last time we talked that's a win? What is something that you're proud of? What is something that you just look back and you say, okay, you know, since we worked together, since, you know, you looked at your content in a new way, what has changed? What has happened? And this is my favorite part because, and I'm guilty of this too, so it's not just my clients and it's not just you listening to this. We all do this. We usually are so fast and furiously going through all of the different pieces of our business, of our content, of just our day-to-day lives that we don't often step back and see, oh, what was a win? Because you're usually like, you'll hit a win like in the moment and you're like, oh, that's great. Let me move on to the next thing. But we don't often pause long enough to say, that was awesome. That was fantastic. I hit my goal, or I turned this thing around. I made this small tweak that all of a sudden it's a 180 experience. I recently started working with a coach again, and she helped me see that for me personally, I need to infuse more fun into my weekly routines that I don't often enjoy in my business, like tracking metrics and other things that aren't really in the creative brain space, like those tasks that are kind of mundane. I don't really want to do them, but I know I need to do them. So I thought, okay, how can I infuse fun? And then I started doing that on the back end, and now I'm celebrating those things. So I'm trying to celebrate a lot more, and I want you to do the same. If you, let's say you were to start tracking your podcast downloads and you see from week to week that you're getting 10 new downloads every single week, that's a big deal. Like if it goes from, let's say you get, you know, 100 downloads this week and next week you get 110. That's incredible. You should celebrate that. So celebrate all of your wins. Even if you're like, yeah, but Crystal, that's not really a lot. I want, you know, I'm getting hundreds. Like I want to get thousands, and I want to get tens of thousands. I want to get millions of downloads a month. Yeah, we all do. We all do. But if you don't celebrate what it is today, then it's going to be even harder to appreciate it whenever you do get those bigger numbers. So I'm telling you, I'm encouraging you, celebrate your wins. Big, small, I don't care. Celebrate them all because they are worth it. But that's all I have for you today. So as always, remember, keep it fresh, keep it fun, and just keep going.